Reg, and she's in Kuwait. That song originally by Elton John featured Elton John. If you were listening closely, you would have heard Sir Elton John do a cameo, make a guest appearance in that song. It was his big hit. Sorry seems to be the hardest word. I want to say hi to Bar Yahya Abubakar, who's with us, and Jezreel, who's also checking in today on Border Crossings. Thank you for tuning in to the program. Ray McDonald's coming up in just a bit with our chart chat. He'll tell us about some of the new music on the charts this week. And I also wanted to pass along to you, speaking of new things, that on October 30th, International Universal Time Change takes place, and we will be changing some frequencies for shortwave listeners. So I do want to give you an opportunity to know ahead of time, rather than after the fact, what the changes will be on our shortwave listening. So for those of you who join us on shortwave for Border Crossings, 15 to 1600 UTC, here are the numbers. It's frequencies 4930. 7455, 15580, and 17895. I'll repeat them. 4930, 7455, 15580, and 17895. And that'll be our shortwave frequency starting after October 30th. All right, coming up next, we've got a song request from Romania, and Andrew's with us. Hello, Andrew. He wants me to play this Phil Collins classic. Phil Collins is coming back. He retired a few years ago, and he just announced within the last 10 days that he has decided to come out of retirement. He's going back out on the road and out on tour again. Even though he lost his hearing in one ear and he's suffering from paralysis in one of his hands, he's a great drummer, great performer. Love his music. Here's Phil Collins in the air tonight for everybody in Romania listening to us on Border Crossings.
I've been waiting for this moment for all my life.
Border Crossings. And Phil Collins, who joined Genesis after the departure of Peter Gabriel. And Phil, of course, was a drummer, and then he became the lead vocalist. But that is in the air tonight, a request from Andrew in Romania. Phil Collins put out his new memoir this year, and it's called Not Dead Yet. What a great name for an autobiography. And he talks a lot about some things that are very, very personal, some things that you may or may not have known. Some of the things that he revealed, he said he witnessed Princess Diana cheat on Prince Charles. He talks about that. He said that one time he met and insulted the Queen. He said it was 1988. He said he committed two cardinal sins. The first was to approach the Queen and introduce myself, because one has to wait for the Queen to approach one, according to royal etiquette. And he said, I also addressed her as Your Highness instead of Your Majesty. So two mistakes there. He said he hung out once with his entire family at Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch. Michael invited him out there, so he did. He goes on to talk about his breakup from his second wife. And he said he ended the relationship by fax. He faxed her the breakup. And he took up with a younger girl who was working for him in an administration position. And he married her in 1999. They divorced in 2008. And now they're remarried together. So that's an interesting story in and of itself. Adele turned him down. He talks about that in his autobiography as well. He was going to work with her. And he's excited to be back on the road. Of course, he's got five kids, one of which is a famous actress named Lily Collins. I'm Larry London. You've got Border Crossings coming across the radio and into your ears and living room and wherever you might be right now. We'd love to hear about where you listen to Border Crossings. You can let Shenny know by calling 202-619-2077. Perhaps you're listening to us on our live stream at voanews.com, or you might be listening on shortwave, or you might be listening to one of our AM and FM affiliates worldwide. In any event, we'd like to hear about it. Please call us and tell us at 202-619-2077. Here's a Twitter request. You can go to twitter.com and send a tweet to hashtag BCVOA. This is a request from Kuwait and a listener named Saad. So hello to Saad in Kuwait. It's White Iverson, and this is from Post Malone.
Saucin' on you. I'm swaggin', oh. I'm ballin', I've a song on you. Watch out, yeah. I smash out, yeah. I'm spending on my pay. I got me some braids. Started rocking the sleeve, I can't buy with no jaws. You know how I do it, can close on my toes.
It's hard.
Ooh. I ain't rich yet, but you know I ain't broke. So if I see it, I like it, but that from the start. I'm with some white girls and they love them. Like they OT, double OT, like I'm KD, smoking OG. And you know me, and my 2-3s, and my gold teeth. Smiling, you see me from the nosebleed. I'm the new 3, and I change out to my new D. White Iverson. When I started balling, I was young. You gon' think about me when I'm gone. I need that money like the ring I never won. I want saucin' on you. I'm swaggin', oh. I'm ballin', I've a song on you. Watch out, yeah. I smash out, yeah. I'm spending on my bed.
Ooh,
stunning. Cigarettes in a heaven. Comas in my hair, man. Slumped over like a dead man. Red and black, but my bread, man. I'm the answer, never question. Lace up, learn a lesson. I'm saucin', I do this often. Don't do no talking. My options right when I walk in. Jump on them Jordans, I'm ballin'.
jumping like I'm Davis from New Orleans. Or bitch, I'm Harden, I don't miss nothing. Practice, it just happens. No, y'all can't stand it. I have it, I never pass it. I wear my magic, high average. But on these things, it makes me happy. It's tragic, I make it happen. And all y'all shacked in. White Iver song. When I started balling, I was young. You gon' think about me when I'm gone. I need that money like the ring I never won. I won. Saucin', saucin', I'm saucin' on you. I'm swaggin', I'm swaggin', I'm swaggin' on you. I'm ballin', I've a song on you. Watch out, oh, watch out, oh, watch out, yeah. I smash out, I smash out, I smash out, yeah. I'm spending on my
Border Crossings, Post Malone, White Iverson, and a hello to Ibrahim Bukhar. My name's Larry London, and a hello to Ray McDonald, who's in our studios. And he's got a pile of paper, and it all says Billboard charts on it.
Whoa.
So I know he's been extrapolating. And
excuse me?
And if you know Ray, he loves to extrapolate. And he's right here.
Not on company time.
To give us our chart chat for this week.
Yes, yes. And what I have for you today are two hits from opposite ends of the spectrum, you might say. I mean, on one hand, we have an established artist with a lengthy hit record. Everybody's been waiting for a new release. It comes and it hits big right off the bat. On the other hand, we have two first-timers who are taking advantage of social media to let themselves, introduce themselves to the people. And they have taken a huge jump on the latest Hot 100. So let's start off with Bruno Mars, who is back in a big way with 24K Magic. It's the leadoff single from his upcoming third album. It's a hotshot debut way up there in the chart, and we'll take a look at Bruno after the song.
Tonight.
Like,
oh, so bad.
Everywhere I go,
Bruno Mars back in action with 24K Magic. It's the Hotshot debut at number 5. It's the title song from his third album, 24K Magic. That drops on November 18th. All right, this is Bruno's best ever debut on the Hot 100. It's the fourth single of 2016 to open in the top 5. Now, Zayn did it at number 1 with Pillow Talk. Justin Timberlake debuted at number 1 with Can't Stop the Feeling. Major Lazer, Justin Bieber, and Mo opened in second place with Cold Water. Those were all big hits. So I'm expecting 24K Magic to stick around. I don't think it's going to drop like a stone. And an even better piece of news for Bruno is that the lead single from his other two albums also went to number 1. You had Just the Way You Are from Doo Wops and Hooligans back in 2010, and Locked Out of Heaven from Unorthodox Jukebox. If 24K Magic goes all the way, this will be Bruno Mars' 7th number 1 single in just 6 years. And I don't know anyone who says, I hate Bruno Mars. I mean, this is one of the most likable artists in pop music.
Yeah, and he was on Saturday Night Live last week, I think, and he did a great version of the new song, the new single. Was it Ayo? I don't know what the name.
Ayo,
was.
Yeah.
And
no, that's Lady Gaga.
Yeah. What's he's got another one he's sang, because you sing two when you're on Saturday Night Live. I forgot what it was, but I know that Uptown Funk has just been certified diamond, sold 10 million copies.
Incredible. I mean, Bruno Mars was never away. It's been 4 years since we had an album from him, but of course, Uptown Funk is one of the biggest hits of the last few years. He was on the Super Bowl during the halftime show. This is a guy who's been entertaining since he was a tiny kid. His parents were entertainers. So it's like showbiz is in his blood.
Yes, and he's opening the AMAs.
Yeah.
He's going to open up the show November 20th.
Very clever. All right, moving on. We have two rappers from Detroit who have taken social media as a route to the top. Their names are Zay Hilfiger and Zayon McCall. I will introduce you to them after Juju on that Beat TZ anthem.
Do that one dance, baby. That one dance. Yeah. Oh, you don't know how to do that? Baby, do it for your grandma. Come on, I'm old and I'm trying to learn it. Well, yeah, do it.
Oh my God, oh my God. Girl, ain't that Zay and Zayon?
Yes.
Don't you know who got a girlfriend?
Girl, I don't care.
Okay, girl, he's still
yes. Walked in this party and these girls looking at me. Skinny jeans on and you know my head and heavy. Hey, 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 okay, okay. I want y'all to do this dance now. Juju on that beat, juju on that beat. Juju on that, juju on that, juju on that beat. Now slide, chop, hit them for no stop. Hey, don't stop, hey, don't stop, hey. Run a man on that beat, hey, run a man on that beat. Run a man on that beat, ayy. Run a man on that beat. Okay. Now, do your dance, do your dance, do your dance, ayy. You ugly, you your daddy's son, ayy. Ayy, do your dance, ayy. Go crazy, ayy. Get freaky, ayy. Let's go. Lego, 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 Lego. Hey, hey, hey.
Okay, yeah. We knuckin' and buckin' and ready to fight. I got my cousin, he with me, and got Lizzie on the right. And I'm a Detroit baby, and I don't know nothing else besides drinking and having parties and having some fun. I say, look in the mirror, what you expect me to do? I see a 300S and got the blacked out rim. I mean, I like your style, I'm on a whole nother level. If you compare me and you, there wouldn't be no comparison.
Juju on that beat, juju on that beat, juju on that, juju on that, juju on that beat. Now slide, drop, hit them for no stop, ayy. Don't stop, ayy. Don't stop, ayy. Run a man on that beat, ayy. Run a man on that beat, ayy. Run a man on that beat, ayy. Run a man on that beat. Now do your dance, do your dance, do your dance, ayy. You ugly. You your daddy's son. Juju on that beat. Juju on that beat. Juju on that, juju on that, juju on that beat. Now slide, chop. Hit them for no stop. Ayy, don't stop. Ayy, don't stop. Ayy, run a man on that beat. 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 Now do your dance, do your dance, do your dance. Ayy, you ugly. You your daddy's son.
Woo! That's Juju.
Juju,
Juju
on that beat. TZ Anthem from Zay Hilfiger and Zayon McCall. That song jumps from 89th to 11th place. And when you get a jump that big, you know, there's a lot of momentum, a lot of good juju happening with a song like that. And we have YouTube to thank for that. Now, Zay and Zayon are rappers from Detroit. The song and the video appeared on September 30th. On McCall's YouTube channel. In the past 3 weeks, it's generated 21 million views, and it's also generated a lot of fan-made videos. This is a viral dance hit. There are steps that go with this song. And so people are, you know, shooting videos of themselves doing the dance. It's a dance craze in the vein of the Whip and the Nene from Watch Me by Salento and Hit the Quan from I Love Memphis. And then on October 19th, Zay and Zayon were on the popular U.S. morning TV show Live with Kelly. And they showed how to do the dance moves, and Kelly danced. So for now, this song has a lot of momentum behind it. We'll see if they can come up with a second hit. That's always been the tricky part.
But like Salento, the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, he's having, you know, I think he's working on some new music, but I don't know if we've heard of the last of him or not.
Right, exactly. There may be more singles or maybe even an album from these guys, but right now, this got them in the door.
Now, if I were to see Zay and Zayon and ask them, what is this song about, what would they tell me?
I'd say, it's about 3 minutes long.
It's about 3 minutes. That's... I love that. Okay, so Ray, you are the host of the Billboard Top 20 Countdown each and every week.
Exactly.
And how long have you been doing that here at the Voice of America?
32 years.
32 years.
Yeah, I think the first week I did it, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go by Wham! Was the number one single.
Wow.
So that shows you just how long I've been in the game.
That is a long, long time to be looking at charts.
Yep. I dream about charts.
You dream about charts. And, of course, every year, at the end of the year, you put together the year-end review, the year-ender, we call it, but the year-end review, and you look at some of the biggest music of this year. What would you say has been the biggest story so far to this point?
I don't know. I think probably the number one chart artist of the year has to be Drake.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Views has, 13 cumulative weeks at number one on the album chart. Hotline Bling was an enormous success. It was a huge viral hit. Drake turned into a meme. I think in terms of just multimedia popularity, Drake's your guy.
And he's putting out something new, too. He's given a date, November something, 21st, 24th, I don't know. No, he's doing something in November, another project coming out.
Yeah, he's very good at keeping things secret, but, you know, whetting his fans' interest.
All right. And when can we hear you? Thursdays, correct?
Yesterday was his birthday.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mentioned on the program that, you know,
he's 30 years old now.
That he was born in October, and that's what inspired OVO, his company, OVO, October's Very Own, is what it stands for. But when can we catch you? Thursdays.
You can
during
catch
the day and night.
At different times, at different parts of the world. And you can also catch my top five countdown on my Twitter feed, Ray on the Hits.
All right. Be sure and check Ray out. And Ray's on VOA1 playing the hits. And he's also got the charts. So thank you very much for tuning in to Border Crossings. Thank you, Ray, for the chart chat.
You got it, Larry.
We'll see you again in a week. And thank you very much for listening to Border Crossings and making the requests and dedications we play each and every day. And we invite you to keep on sending them our way. Our email address is bordercrossings@voa.gov. And you can go to twitter.com and tweet us, #BCVOA, or go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. All our friends join us each and every day on our Facebook page, and we're so happy you do. And we will be back tomorrow at 1500 Universal. Thanks to Wagner, our engineer, Felicia, our director, and Shenny, our intern producer today. I'm Larry London, and this is Border Crossings on the VOA1 Music Network.